Green leaves, good to eat, were almost as raw as roots. Still, when the first rain comes, several plants must out terminate shoot which the Indian ate now. Ate raw. These were good too, if boiled like spinach or placed in a stew with meat. The flavor was wow. There are many ways to find out which roots are not to be used, because most of are them to be found poisons. So the medicine man has to be very carefully look into these weeds. These were good to eat if a boiled like spinach or placed in a stew with meat. The flavor was wow. Wow flavor. Used by all Indians in the Southwest, the Spaniards learned of it from the Indians and still mix much of it, calling the bee weeds used for black dyes was another taste green. Pueblos and the Navajo both preserve it for the winter by peeling it dry. First, they boil the plant, then press them dry and roll them into balls. These were dried in the sun and then wet, soaked in the water and boiled in deer fat. While root bears and different other kinds of bear were picked, sometime or they'll use raw without cooking. The Navajo has many ways of making foods and dry raw of baked it and then on hot stones. Goose food is one of them, what they call grass seed. All kinds of wild seeds that are being used. This was one of the most useful plant, both for seeds and greens. The Navajo boils the soft like spinach, or they use them for flavoring with other foods. Pigweeds was also being used. Grass with upper seeds is another one. Another important plant used all over the Southwest for grains and seeds. Bee weeds were a very important food among Indians. When the plant first comes up, the tempted little terms were boiled like spinach, or they were stews with bits of meat and some wild earlier plants for flavoring, or the boiling plant would be pressed out dry from rolling into balls. These were dried in the sun. They kept from the winter. When wanted, they were soaked it in water, then boiled with some deer fat. Boiled cactus, fish hooks is another. Fish hook cactus is another food which is used like spinach. The soft, purpley inside of these cactus were eaten raw. Milkweeds is another weeds. In Navajo they call it Tsigajilchi. It's a very good food that will last for days. Sometimes it is also eaten raw or boiled. There are other things which was called gray leaf, used as food and fruit and other fruit berries. Fruit and berries were the only sweet things to be had since there was no sugar or honey. The fruit of dry Southwest were often purpley and stoned. Still Indians ate them raw whenever they would, and dry some for winter. Cactus fruit were packed off carefully from the spring plant with wooden tops that of the packly pears were so large that it was cut in half and dried in the sun as the Navajo today dries peaches. The pressed wheat, however, was the yaki fruit, like a short, fat banana, filled of black seeds. Even today, the Navajo loves this fruit. And in the former time, they packed it and stored it in a quietly dry place. The fruit is soft and tastes sweet So if it was to be kept, it had to be roasted and restored. The hard part which is found, it is thrown away, which finally comes out with the midwind like can dry or soak in water to make a thick slide up of eating with other foods. Southwestern berries often had more stones than fruit. The best way to taste the hard little service berry, hunk berries, squaw berries, and buckthorn was to grind them between two rocks.